This is Eric.
And this is Britt.
And you're listening to the Rock for Life podcast. On today's show, we'll feature music by Alacrity.
And then we'll have our segment on news and commentary,
culture and entertainment, all that and more on the Rock for Life podcast.
Something about the girl listening to Slick Shoes. I never thought I'd see the day when she looked up at me and smiled back. I asked her out and with dismay I was turned down as a matter of fact. By the pretty girl living in her pretty world, saving up her pretty look for chocolates in the back. And I asked what it could possibly be. We calmly settled down and then she started to tell me. The trumpet players in the back don't seem to notice me.
Thanks for listening to the Rock for Life podcast. This is episode 007, and I am in studio with Brittany Schenkel, the director of Project Plus. How's it going, Brittany?
Doing pretty well. How are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing good. For those of you listening for the first time, you can subscribe to our podcast by opening up your iTunes and typing in Rock for Life in the search engine, and you can subscribe there, or you can go to rockforlife.podomatic.com, or just simply go to the Rock for Life website, rockforlife.org, and call us at 866-552-3368 and leave us a voicemail to ask us any questions or give us any shout-outs. And you can also email us at podcast@rockforlife.org. Again, podcast@rockforlife.org. So what's new in the world of pro-life news?
Well, Eric, we were just talking about this new thing happening with Planned Parenthood. They are being sued by a 16-year-old girl who is claiming that they did not report the rape that she experienced by her father.
Yeah, very interesting. Now, we've all heard about the Lila Rose story, the editor of the LA Advocate. She's a student at UCLA. And, you know, that's getting big news and all that. But this, to me, is really the story that people need to know about. And also, interesting enough, the story that the media has ignored, which is atrocious. But check this out. So this young girl who claims that she's been sexually abused by her father in November 2004 went into a Planned Parenthood facility escorted by her father to abort their baby.
Yeah, and unfortunately for her, Planned Parenthood's policy is pretty much just to cover that up so that they can go about their business without reporting those things.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, they have a long history of covering up child abuse, but so nothing was reported.
Yeah.
And so the abuse continued for a year and a half. So imagine if Planned Parenthood would have reported the abuse, could have saved her another year and a half of trauma.
Yeah.
But instead, they said nothing, and she wasn't helped out until she told her coach.
When she was almost 18.
Almost 18, yes. Finally, when she told the coach is when, of course,
everything came out.
He or she reported it, and then everything comes out. Yes, but check this out. Becky Brenner, the president and CEO of Planned Parenthood Southwest Ohio Region, which is where this abuse could have been reported by a Planned Parenthood employee, said the following: "We would call and report as we are required to do by law."
But they didn't.
Exactly. And we know that Planned Parenthood has been covering up for rape and sexual abuse by men. Life Dynamics, they've done a project called Child Predators, which you can find out more information at childpredators.com. And this is where they paid an actor to call Planned Parenthood abortion mills mm-hmm. and pretend that she is a minor seeking an abortion because she thinks she's pregnant.
By her older boyfriend, right?
By an older boy, yes, correct. And they taped these conversations legally. And of course, the employees would say things like, well, you know, when you come in, don't disclose your age. Don't tell us your boyfriend's name. Don't disclose his age as well.
Don't have him come in.
Don't have him come in, exactly. And so they recorded these conversations and they have them on the internet. Basically, I would suggest anyone out there to go to childpredators.com and listen to this footage. And I would even go as far as being crazy, and this is what I do, is I have an iPod and I have an MP3 player, but either one, download them to your iPod or MP3 player and share it with your friends. And if you do any reports or speeches in class, whether it's college or high school, play this information.
Yeah. They're really creepy.
Very creepy. Well, I mean, the whole thought of covering up this abuse is creepy in and of itself.
It's so backwards from what Planned Parenthood says they do. You know, they say that they're a place where women can come and get proper health care and help and be supported and safe. And for this, especially for this one 16-year-old girl, it's the exact opposite. The abuse just continued.
Yeah. Every week, if not every day, some disgusting story comes out about something crazy Planned Parenthood does. But Lila Rose, we were talking about her. Again, she's a student at UCLA and the editor of the LA Advocate. And she's known about Child Predators, that project by Life Dynamics. And so she records herself going into a couple of Planned Parenthood abortion mills posing as a 15-year-old who thinks she is pregnant and her boyfriend being 23.
23, yeah.
And she recorded these two things and then posted them on YouTube. And basically one of them, she recorded a counselor, you know, because she was in the counseling room getting counseled. And the counselor saying, well, basically saying that, you know, she got pregnant when she was young. She chose to give birth. And right now her son or daughter is 17. But if she had to do it all over again, she would choose to terminate the pregnancy.
Imagine being that 17-year-old and watching that on YouTube.
Survivor of the abortion holocaust. So that was one video. And then the other video, which is the one causing most of the controversy, is the counselor suggesting that, well, because it's not statutory rape if you're 16, then maybe just, since you say you're 15, maybe just to pick
just
a date.
Just fudge your age a little.
Yeah, just pick a date that works for you.
Add an extra year on there. And check the ID.
Yeah, yeah. So the videos were circulated throughout the internet. Planned Parenthood got wind of this, and obviously they weren't very pleased.
They weren't very happy with that, were they, Eric?
I don't think so. And this is, so what they did was they threatened Lila Rose. They pressured her to take the videos off YouTube. But the nice thing about the internet is you post a video like this and
it gets picked up everywhere.
And lots of people download it. Mm-hmm. And so you can still find it. And you can find that by going to the Rock Fife site, clicking on the Rock Fife podcast. You'll also get some links for her appearance on the O'Reilly Factor, where she did a fantastic job.
Amazing.
So this came in my inbox, and I heard this story about the FDA approving a new form of abortifacient contraception. Can you tell our listeners what's going on?
Yeah, definitely. The new contraceptive that has just come out is called Librel, and if you haven't heard of it yet, it is the new pill that promises to take away all menstruation, so a woman never has to have a period again. And very simply, what it is a continual dose of the same hormones every single day with no breaks, no fourth week placebo pills added in. So it's nothing different than what's been on the market already, except it's packaged differently. The problem with contraceptives is not only that it's unhealthy for a woman, but also that it is an abortifacient. But Librel specifically it's hilarious, actually, because you know why they named it Librel?
I have no idea.
They wanted to invoke the term liberty.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. You know, you mentioned the whole thing about not, you know, going through the menstrual cycle or whatever, mm-hmm. which sounds very convenient, but it sounds similar to the whole selling thing that, you know, with ads and whatnot about acne, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have acne, here, take these pills and your face will clear up. It sounds kind of like a funky selling point. I don't know. Maybe it works. I have no idea, but...
Well, according to the company, they said they did a survey, you know, a formal scientific survey, and said that 59% of women felt that they wanted to eliminate their period altogether. However, I think that this is a serious problem that our society is coming to terms with. You know, originally, when the pill was marketed towards the feminist society, it was said to have abortion and the pill in general, both of them together, were going to help bring women up in society, make them equal to men. And this was supposedly going to help with equal pay in the workplace and equal rights as workers and as people in society. Instead of trying to make women equal to men, feminists are now trying to make women into men so that they can be equal.
Interesting.
And so it's a backwards approach at trying to become equal. So Librel is just another extension of this contraceptive mentality that instead of trying to make women actually equal to men as our own femininity, as our own selves, we are trying to become men so that we can become equal. And unfortunately, this comes at a great, huge cost, because with each pill, each month's worth of pills is 400 times more synthetic hormones or more hormones than a woman would normally experience during a month. 400,000 times more hormones. And they're synthetic, so they're not naturally found in a woman's body to begin with. So Librel itself is adding another week's worth of those hormones onto the pill and just wreaking havoc on a woman's system. It's basically an overdose every day that she takes.
Well, it seems like with the birth control pill, you hear a lot about how the pill in and of itself increases, you know, health risk for mm-hmm. breast cancer, blood clots, and other, you know,
heart
health
disease,
risks,
yeah.
heart disease, and even death.
Yeah.
And so now here's this other pill that is even, you know, like you said, another week's worth in a month of additional hormones. I mean, how much is that going to increase those same,
same problems, yeah.
I mean...
Well, and then you've got the other added problems that people don't ever talk about, the environmental effects mm-hmm. and how it's turning fish into transgendered species.
Yeah, and, it's interesting you bring all this stuff up, and that's kind of why I have you here, is you're very knowledgeable about this subject.
Well, thank you, Eric.
So what you've done, it seems like, is taken a knowledge of the subject, but also a heart for all the women that are blinded by just misguided or just lack of information, and have gone on a mission yourself with educating people about the harmful effects of artificial hormones and birth
yeah.
control pills and stuff like that, which, you know, so maybe just tell us briefly a little bit about Project Plus and what you guys have done and sort of maybe what the future holds.
Yeah, definitely. Well, Project Plus is a college organization. I don't want to say group. It's kind of a group of students at my school my senior year at Mary Washington College. We got together and we wanted to share our side of the story, because there was a lot of information flooding our community about the positive effects of the pill, and you should get on the pill and come take this class and you can get on the pill. So we wanted to share the full truth, because I feel like if a woman knows the full truth about the pill, just like if she knows the full truth about abortion, she's not going to take the pill. I mean, if a woman knew the full truth about abortion, she wouldn't have an abortion, because they're just so bad for you. So what we did was we got together and we decided we were going to start postering the campus with these facts. And, you know, we started giving posters with the fact that birth control pills can decrease your immune system, making it easier for you to get sick, make it easier for you to get depression, makes it easier for you to get cancer, is actually a carcinogen according to the World Health Organization, et cetera, et cetera. And we even included the condoms in there because, you know, they have carcinogenic factors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we stuck with the very basics, the health side of it, and we've kind of delved into more of the societal factors, including environmental factors, like just up in the Potomac, they were finding fish near waste facilities that were actually transgendered. These male fish had been changing into female fish because they were exposed to the high levels of synthetic hormones found in the birth control pill, which don't disintegrate in the waste control plant after they have passed through a woman's body. So we got together and we did this on our campus, and I was telling some friends about it, and they decided that they wanted to jump in and get the message out on their campuses. So now Project Plus is kind of growing, kind of snowballing into something maybe a little bit bigger. But right now we just want to make sure that we get the message out to these women that birth control, contraceptives are not healthy, they're not good. This is the information they need.
It's very interesting. It's definitely riled people up on Mary Washington. And actually, the controversy from my sources brought more people to the Pregnancy Help Center from the campus than the previous year without the postering campaign.
I actually didn't know that.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah. Yeah, very cool. So the information got out, so people, you know, wanted
more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's there for.
Absolutely. So, all right, you're listening to the Rockfly Podcast, and you can reach us at podcast@rockfly.org. Also, you can call us at 866-552-3368. Record your messages, your shout-outs, your questions, your hate mail. Give us a call, and we'd love to respond. After the break, we'll be talking about Nick Cannon, Jordan Sparks, what we're doing this summer. So right now, a little alacrity.
What would it ever mean for some? What their life's become. The record flies in disappointment, piling up with the years of torment. So used to all those little things, those emails and the cell phone rings. You probably think your life's okay, but you've gotta know that there's a better way. Cross my mind of turning around only to find the steaming pile of painful regrets, fanned by the lack of true forgiveness. So used to all those little things, those emails and the cell phone rings. You probably think your life's okay, but you've gotta know that there's a better way. And if you can't find the words to say it, here's the music to relay it. Get back to where you should be, so the rest of the world can see that you've changed.
Wanna learn how to save a life? Then head to Philly for Generation Life Summer Conference for pro-life leadership. Meet other young people that want to help build a culture of life. There will be pro-life musicians, speakers, a comedian, and more. We'll also be taking our pro-life message to the streets through outreach at an abortion facility in Philly. For more information, go to generationlife.org or call 215-885-4237. Overnight accommodations are available for all youth.
Hey guys, this is Jeremy with the band Will It. We want to let you know about the Rock for Life tour coming this July all over the U.S. The Rock for Life tour is featuring Will It and the band Ilya from the Midwest, and we'll be on tour all month of July. Tons of shows, awesome events, and we want to invite you to come out. So go to willitonline.com, click on tour dates, check out all the tour dates in July. Come out, see us and the Ilya, and let's have a good time. We'll see you in July. See ya.
To write a letter to the ones you hurt today, even in the smallest way, for the good.
Thanks for listening to the Rock for Life podcast. That was Alacrity with their song For the Good of Getting Better.
Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations to Jordan Sparks for winning the American Idol contest for 2007. She's a very good singer. You're probably wondering why we would thank her.
Why are you thanking her, Eric?
Well, not just because she's a fantastic talent, but she is pro-life. She did sing at a Arizona Right to Life function not too long ago. Recently, one of her profile pictures on MySpace was her holding a sign that said, "Stop abortion now." Now we just got to get you into a Rock 5 show.
Congrats.
Yes. So speaking of entertainers and whatnot, Amy Walsh, our director of our Greater Cincinnati Rock 5 chapter, recently wrote a commentary about Nick Cannon. Now, Nick Cannon, as many of you know, recorded a pro-life song and video.
Supposedly pro-life song.
Mm-hmm. About a year and a half ago. You know, I have to say the song is, it's a good song and it's a good video. It's powerful, has a powerful message. And so we were pretty stoked when it came out and whatnot. But what she's been noticing is that the pro-life movement has been latching on to Nick Cannon as some pro-life hero and has been, you know, saying that he's pro-life and whatnot.
Becoming pro-life musician.
Yeah, you know. So she got a little frustrated about it and just did some research and posted a commentary on our website, rockflife.org. So basically it's saying that, because according to Nick,
he said, "I'm not pro-life or anti-choice. I'm just pro-Nick."
Pro-Nick, right. And so, you know, okay, so he says he's not pro-life.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you have, Brittany, an interesting take on it.
Well, at first I was a little frustrated because, you know, I thought maybe he was just trying to play to the media and not be pro-life in public. But then I listened to his song again, and I thought more about it, and I realized that he's right. He is just pro-Nick. The message he is sending through his video isn't that all life is special and sacred. It's that his life is special and sacred because he was going to grow up to be famous. So basically, he's right. He's just pro-Nick. He doesn't care about all the other babies. He doesn't care about you know, anyone else in particular. That's why he said he's not anti-choice.
So I wonder if he wouldn't be living the life style that he's living now. Like, let's say he's just a normal person, has a regular job, struggling to make ends meet, then would he have the same message?
Well, I'm sure if he was anybody, he would have the message that it's okay for me to be alive because I'm me. Unfortunately, I think that this falls in the category of the thousands and thousands, maybe millions of people who are not pro-life, but they would never have an abortion themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I would never have an abortion or never want my wife or my daughter to have an abortion because it's horrible. But I'm not going to tell somebody what to do. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people who fall into that category.
Oh, yes.
And it's so frustrating. And I think that Nick falls into this category specifically, but from a backwards position. Not only is he saying, "I wouldn't do it, it's not right for me, but I'm not going to stop anyone else from making that choice," he's also saying, "I was worth letting live. I am worthy of life. But who am I to say that any other person is worthy of living?" So he's not just saying, you know, "I'm going to let people have a choice even though I don't think it's right." He's saying, "I'm the only baby that was worthy of saving." Essentially, that's a very selfish position. I mean, if you think about it, it's just a pro-Nick only position. And this is exactly the mentality that we need to steer far clear of.
Yeah, you're right. It's like, it's that same mentality where there's something wrong with it, but we don't want to
tell anybody what to do.
Yeah, you know, and that's why we are going out this summer. We are traveling over 20,000 miles, attending more than 20 events, hosting at least 6 separate days in 6 different locations of training and activism days, where we will be out there hosting workshops for young people and then taking them out on the streets. One, to educate them on abortion, what it really is, but also to take them out onto the streets and to show them how easy it is to make a difference.
To talk to people and stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that we find out every summer is that when we go to these events that are typically Christian festivals,
mm-hmm.
is that people don't know what abortion is. Like, they know it's wrong. But when we have our booklets of photos of, you know, graphic images mm-hmm. of aborted babies and have videos of aborted babies. And now we're going to have 40 ultrasound videos of living babies,
Yay.
You know? Yeah. But at every single event, people like see the graphic images and they convert. easily. Mm-hmm. And once you see the images, you know, you now have like almost full complete knowledge at your disposal. Mm-hmm. So most people see the images and either become more pro-life or become actively pro-life or convert from being pro-abortion to pro-life. And so I think Nick Cannon needs to see these images.
I think he does too.
Yeah.
He should send them to America.
You know, if I knew his address, and if anyone has his address, email it to us at podcast@rockflife.org or call us at 866-552-5368. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And also, speaking of touring, we are sponsoring a tour this summer. It's during the month of July. It's hosting pro-life bands Willet and Ilya, and they'll be traveling all across the country, playing shows, spreading the Rock Flife message, the pro-life message, handing out our literature. So if they are in your area, definitely stop by, check them out. And in order to make all of this stuff happen, we need your prayers and we need your financial support. So if you can pray for us, and if you have any prayer requests, send them to podcast@rockflife.org. And we will pray for them, which we do daily at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. But also, if you can help us out, whether it's $50, $25, $10, $5, $1, it doesn't matter. We need it all because we're traveling 20,000 miles. Gas, we're going to be paying a lot of gas. So if you can help us, that would be awesome. We would love it and we'd appreciate it. Go to rockforlife.org and click on the donate button. We would be so grateful. So that wraps up episode 007.
James Bond edition.
That's right. Thanks, Brittany, for co-hosting. And we're going to do, I'm just going to do a poll. I'm making this up off the top of my head. But we would like a female co-host to be here consistently. So we're going to do a vote.
A vote?
Yes. If you're listening and you like Brittany and you would like her to co-host another episode for the rest of summer, or not, email us at podcast@rockflife.org or call us at 866-552-3368 and let me know what you think. And we'll, you know, we'll tally up the results and we'll give you a call, Brittany.
My own American Idol.
Or we won't give you a call.
Uh-oh.
So again, thanks a ton.
Thank you so much, Eric. I had so much fun.
Love you.
I love you too.
Peace out.
He crossed my mind again. My God, my Christ, my Savior. So eager to begin this path that I will come. I am torn apart by the past.